We were talking earlier about the case of a new TD who's been suspended from his party just over a week after he was elected and a week before the new Dáil sits for the first time. The Social Democrats lined up for a news conference at Leinster House yesterday, enlarged and emboldened, but quickly became embroiled in trying to defend Owen Hayes. Over more than 20 minutes, he was repeatedly asked about a Daily Mail story on his declared shareholding in Palantir, a US software company that supplies the Israeli Defence Forces and their operations in Gaza. He repeatedly said he sold the shares before he entered politics and as soon as he became aware that Israel had a close relationship with the company. But hours later, he and the party said that that wasn't true. He hadn't sold the shares until July, a month after he was elected to Dublin City Council, and 7 months after he learnt of Israel's relationship with the company, for just under €200,000. In another statement last night, he again said he was sorry for failing to provide accurate information, and that in a form to Dublin City Council declaring the shares, he mistyped the date as a month earlier than he had actually sold them. Morning Ireland asked for a representative from the Social Democrats. No one was available. Owen Hayes was also asked to come on the programme. There was no response to the request. Gary Murphy's with us. He's Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. What do you make of all this?
I've been watching politics a long time, Gavin, and I've never seen anything quite like this, where a person has been suspended from his, in this case, political party before the Dáil has even sat. It's beyond parallel as far as I can recall. And it's a fiasco for the Social Democrats. It puts them in a very difficult position. They campaign very strongly on the grounds of their opposition to the Israeli war in Gaza and their support of the Occupied Territories Bill. Also, ethics in politics has been a big issue for the Social Democrats, and the mistyping of the form. We might give Deputy Hayes the benefit of the doubt in that. But any time you're saying or issuing a statement saying what I said earlier on was not true is a very bad day in politics, particularly in a scenario where the party has made a big deal and of its virtue in relation to ethics and politics. So all one can say is that it's been an absolute fiasco for the Social Democrats.
Whatever about what he said repeatedly over 22 minutes, 23 times, that wasn't true, what exactly is it that he's done wrong in relation to the shares, in your view?
Well, he hasn't done anything wrong technically. The question is whether there is an ethical issue here. So there's no question of him resigning. He hasn't done anything wrong in relation to...
You're allowed to hold shares when you're a TD.
Oh, completely.
You just declare them.
You need to declare them. And you can't be forced to resign a position unless you're of sound mind, bankruptcy in the old days, or have a criminal offence against you, none of which apply to Deputy Hayes. The issue is really is the fact that in a press conference with a cabal of journalists, they basically obfuscated would be putting it mildly. There was clearly untruths if you're saying afterwards that what I said earlier was not true.
So
it's a very bad
look.
And it was so embarrassing for the Social Democrats. Remember, they've gained 2% of the vote, 2% extra, up to 5%. Double their seats, well, close 6 to 11. You had a beaming Kieran O'Callaghan as deputy there in Gary Gannon, and one couldn't blame them. And then to say it when pear-shaped would be putting it mildly. But technically, he has done nothing wrong. But as Richard Boyd Barrett, now a man not unused to sort of some verbose comments, said, it was really something else in the history of Irish politics yesterday.
Some opposition TDs want him to resign his seat. Is there precedence here?
Not that I can remember a precedent in relation to this type of situation. We have had very few TDs resign over the century of the state. I think less than 10 in my estimation. And I think George Lee might even have been the last to resign before his term was up. But there's no need for him to resign. He's got the he won an election in a fair and proper manner. Now, whether he had told the electorate everything they should have known is another question. But the view of Matt Carthy last night was saying, I think he said something along the lines, if Owen Hayes had any self-respect, he would resign. Now, Deputy Hayes has told us he's going to sit as an independent and hope to gain the trust of his party back, which would suggest that he is certainly not going to resign. And there is no compulsion on him to resign in this particular instance, Gavin.
Meanwhile, we're in this kind of odd limbo period, and we have been here before. Cabinet meets for the first time today. Some of those cabinet members are no longer TDs. Why is it taking so long to form a government, and more to the point, accept it that it's going to take such a long time?
Well, I'm tempted to say I simply don't know, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have governed relatively competently, but also for a long time in the 2020 to 2024. So why there is this sort of shadow boxing between the two main parties is beggars belief, and I don't think the electorate will be too happy with it, with Deputy Jack Chambers leading the Fianna Fáil delegation saying this will take certainly into
But that's not being questioned, Gary Murphy. It's been widely accepted that everybody who comes out and says that this will take time, that that is simply being accepted as the case. In fact, that the last two governments being seen as precedents for that, 4.5 months and 2.5 months.
Yeah, well, I am questioning it. For one, Gavin, I don't think there's any need for it. 70 days in the 2016 period was... I think acceptable in the context of we never had confidence in supply before. We never had a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael sort of issue. The numbers weren't there. And 2020 was also, I think, relatively acceptable, just about, in relation to the fact that
there was an emergency.
Yeah, there wasn't. COVID came in, but Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had never coalesced before. And that is a huge cultural issue, I think, in Irish politics, which people sometimes underestimate or play down a little bit. I thought that was actually a very big deal in relation to the way the state has developed. But in this scenario, they've had 4.5 years, 4 years and 9 months practically in office. So why it's taking so long, beggars belief. But I think one thing we can say for sure after yesterday is that the Social Democrats will not be part of the next government.
Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. Thank you.